Welcome to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa Caprio. Do you believe in magic? What if you were told that all you had to do was get a little creative and work a magic spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Here on Postcards to the Universe, we will share manifesting, tips, postcards, creativity, abundance, and prosperity. Here is your host, Melissa Caprio.
Hello and welcome to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa, creating the life you crave. How is everyone doing? Happy New Year. I can't believe we're at the end of 2021. This year just flew by. I hope everyone had a lovely Christmas holiday. We had a really nice holiday. It was quiet again this year. Hopefully next year we'll be able to go out more and celebrate with others. But I get this every year. I get the after Christmas blues because I love the time leading up to Christmas. So when it's over, I get sad. I guess like some people get seasonal blues if they live in places where it gets cold. I happen to live in Florida, so it doesn't get cold. So I get the after Christmas blues, yeah. So, but it's okay because, you know, Christmas will be around again before I know it. Today I have a great guest, Christopher Witecki from Sirius Joy, and he's a psychic astrologer, and he's going to be sharing some themes that we need to be looking coming up for us that's going to affect all of us in 2022. So he's going to join me in just a couple of minutes. For those of you who are new tuning into my show for the first time, I am also an author, and my book is titled Postcards to the Universe, Harness the Universe's Power and Manifest Your Dreams. And in my book, there are 30 manifesting stories along with photographs that I took of the contributors' manifesting postcards. I share their postcard and their story next to each other, and I include writing exercises in the book to help us get clear on what it is we want to manifest, and there's a toolbox full of fun exercises on how to manifest love, money, health, career, and so much more. So if you're interested in looking at my book, you can find it at your favorite online bookstore, and do the exercises. They're very, very powerful. And people's incredible journeys of transformation, inspiration, and manifestation are all in the book. So it's a really, really nice book to have coming into the new year when we want to bring in some good stuff in our life. Each week I share a Magic Monday message, and it's an image of a manifesting postcard that I photograph with an affirmation that I like to focus on for the week. Using affirmations, I have found, is daily, is a powerful way for it to become a new belief in our lives. So this week's magical message is dreams come true. So since we're at the end of 2021 and 2022 is coming up, imagine what you want to bring into your life in the new year and focus on that. Make one of your dreams become your reality in 2022. Send a manifesting postcard for what you want to bring into your life in the new year, and I can help you with that. You can find out on how to create a manifesting postcard and the address to send it on my website, Postcards to the Universe. And you can also see my weekly magic messages. They're on all my social media platforms. I post them every week. So if you want to see what I'm talking about, you can find them there. And if you're on Facebook, you can join my public group, Postcards of Love, where we share inspirational messages only inspirational fun stuff on there. Next week, I have Vince Kramer, an airline pilot, military veteran, transformational trainer and mentor, and clear conscious channel. Vince Kramer brings a unique experience to the world of transformation and purpose-driven growth. He is the creator of the very popular podcast called The Miracle You, which I was a featured guest. So tune in next week, and that is going to be a great show. Okay, I'm super excited to get to my guest today. Christopher Witecki, the sensei to Sirius Joy. Sensei Christopher is a master astrologer and spiritual life coach that focuses on building inner happiness and personal joy. In fact, he calls it Sirius Joy, named after the brightest star in the sky. As Christopher puts it, his mission on Earth is, quote, to help you become the bright star you really are, end quote. Christopher is a psychic astrologer, web TV series host, and software creator that combines his unique talents to form a cohesive life coaching program for people seeking to find their joy and happiness. His quote-unquote Namaste Today provides daily spiritual guidance inspired by astrology and focuses on individual daily achievement with practical applications. Christopher has pioneered a new arm of astrology study he coins Step Astrology. His method combines the knowledge of numerology, astrology, and sacred geometry into a definitive step-by-step method of self-realization. He calls his approach the 11 degrees step to serious joy. The method guides a person through a process of self-enlightenment, opening the doors for personal joy and manifesting abundance. You can find out more about this if you go to his website, siriusjoy.com. That's SiriusJoy.com. And I am a member of Sirius Joy, and I love it. I get so much out of it every day. Welcome, Christopher. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Melissa. It's a pleasure to be with you today. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. So excited. Okay, so let's get right to it. Just share, for those who are hearing you the first time, just a little bit about what Sirius Joy is.
Sirius Joy is an astrology service and life coaching, basically combined. So I merged astrology with life coaching. It was developed because I would give readings every year to people, and they come back the next year, and they had forgotten what I said. And I was just like, I wish I could be in your back pocket. And eventually, technology allowed itself to where we were able to write software that basically we follow your natal chart, and the software will then send customized messages to you that coaches you for each day, each and every day. And probably the biggest accompaniment of that life coaching of messages, either text messages or email, is a daily pep talk that I do, a 30-minute pep talk every morning that sort of talks to you about what the day is and what to focus on. And I really boil astrology usually down to one or two steps to practice each day with the goal of coming into your heart and coming into your enlightenment.
Yeah. Yeah. And you do a weekly, your namaste today, your weekly, that gives us an idea of what's going on in the planets for the week, which is really nice. Which I really enjoy. And all our signs. It gets into the signs.
I have a Sunday service. It's sort of like a Sunday service. Like, so it comes out every Saturday night. So it's a good hour and a half. It'll tell you for the whole week. It's free. That one's on YouTube, on my YouTube channel. Sirius Joy is the YouTube channel. And yes, I boil down a horoscope for the week for all 12 signs, talking about the theme. I mean, it's pretty deep. You have to look at it from the high picture, which I'll do like a monthly, and then the weekly, and then Sirius Joy is daily, like boiling it down to the day.
Yeah, it's great. It's so much information you give us. Okay, because so most of us now, we hear natal charts, we know what our sun sign is. And I do want to mention this because I've learned this mostly from listening to you all the time, how important the rising moon signs are and the degrees of where our signs fall that make us who we are. That's why you'll say one Gemini is so different from another Gemini. So can you share, just before we get into the year, wrapping up the year and the new year, what is the importance of, what is the rising and moon sign first off? Because many people have no idea even about it.
Okay, so your sun sign is the astrology sign that the sun was up against when you were born. We all know that one, our zodiac sign. The rising sign is based on your location on Earth, and it's literally the sign that was rising on the horizon, on the horizon at that moment, and that marks your rising sign. And what it represents is your external personality. So whatever sign was rising is the way you present yourself to the world, which is why I don't guess people's signs at parties. People's like, guess my sign. I'm like, I'm probably going to guess your rising, because our sun sign is our heart, what's in the center of us. And our rising sign is what we put out in the world. And the best way to understand it is the inner and outer. Your inner life, your inner spiritual self, your inner heart, that's your sun sign. So when you read your horoscopes, or you watch your horoscopes, you're really hearing about what your heart is going through. Your rising sign is what you're going to make out of it, what you're going to manifest out of it, what you're going to do with it. So it's the rising sign is almost the response to the sun sign. And the moon sign is your emotions, which your emotions are actually your whole spiritual history. It's your past, how you're feeling in the present, and where your feelings are pointing into the future. So emotions are sort of a energetic timeline of where, who you've been and where you're going. And they also present a good feel. Chances are, if you believe in past lives, which I do, your moon sign is probably a sign you were in a past life, because you're still feeling that sign, even though you're not being that sign.
Interesting. Okay, well, I'm a double Leo. I'm a rising and moon Leo, and I'm a Gemini sun. And I know you're a rising and moon Leo also, which is interesting. And you
precisely.
Yeah, you talk a lot on your Sirius Joy about steps. You call them steps, but they're also called degrees, like certain degrees in astrology, where the planets were when, you know, at certain times in our lives and how important they are. Correct? Am I getting that right?
That's correct. So I call what I call a degree a step, basically. Mm-hmm. And this to me is basically I learned that the degree that the sun is at in a given 30 days mm-hmm. is actually a conscious step. And what my research has shown is that each day you're into a sign, it grows mm-hmm. up in its energy. So it literally is like mm-hmm. a staircase to heaven or a staircase in energy. So someone born at the very beginning of a sign is very mm-hmm. new at the sign. They only hold so much of that energy. As you move through the sign, you hold more of that energy and more of that is your personality and who you are. And then specifically, each step or each degree is ruled by a planet or a couple of other planets. So it kind of puts the last, 6 inches or last mile to who the person is and their personality. And that's really what makes the person so different from one degree to another or one day to another. You can have two Geminis mm-hmm. born on one day apart and they're so different. And my mm-hmm. research shows that it's actually the degree of the sun at the time of their birth, which is boils down to what I call a step number, what step they were on. The other reason why I call it a step is that each step builds on the next step. Mm-hmm. So energetically, you have to live a one to understand a two. You have to understand mm-hmm. two to understand three. They build on each other. So it gives us a cohesion and a path as to growing our joy and manifesting. And that's what I really found, that these steps are the steps to manifestation. If you consciously hold an idea from step mm-hmm. 0 to step 11, it will begin to manifest on step 12.
Mm, yeah, you talk a lot about that in your Serious Joy. And that's what's so great about your Serious Joy is because, especially if you're a lay person, which I am, and you don't know anything, the more you listen to you, the more you start to understand how this works and why the degrees are as important. Because I never had even considered the degrees before. Before listening to Serious Joy, like it never even occurred to me. And my mom and I are both Geminis and we're 3 days apart and we're so opposite in personality, like so opposite. My sister's like, you guys aren't alike at all, and it makes sense. I think I'm a 28 Gemini. I'm a later Gemini.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's a manifestor.
Yeah.
Manifestor. And that's what you're all about, is manifestation, right?
I know. Yeah. Isn't that crazy? I'm all about manifestation. I love it. All right. So let's dive into what are we wrapping up in 2021? Like, what are we saying goodbye to? What do we need to say goodbye to? Where are we going? Or ending, I should say.
2021, I want to back up to 2020 just for 1 second and say that 2020 was about breaking foundation, like breaking the structure of things. Everything got broke open, like cracking open egg in 2020. And this had a lot to do with our power and the way we control things. Once things were cracked open, 2021 was really about clearing our spiritual past life and our spiritual subconscious. And I based that on the fact that Neptune was at 20 degrees Pisces this year. That's what it reached. And Neptune entered into Pisces in 2012. So I believe we have been clearing all of our past life karma since 2012 mm-hmm. to 2021. And so 2021 was the recognition of your subconscious patterns, the things going back to childhood, the patterns in all your relationships, the patterns in all your jobs. Like we woke mm-hmm. up and mm-hmm. saw sort of all of our patterning. And as we were doing this, we had another huge theme, which was Saturn squaring Uranus, which was sort of like pinching us to squeeze out the bad juice, so to speak, or the bad juju. Mm-hmm. So it was literally a year of squeezing out the dis-ease inside of our soul, where our soul mm-hmm. is struggling, worried, etc. And coming to recognize and learn and come full circle to what those patterns were. So I believe 2021 was extremely hard.
Yeah, it was.
This is one of the most challenging years I've had. Yeah, mm-hmm. 2012 was just as hard, actually, looking back personally, so I can see the theme. And by the end of the year is where we are now. When we went into Sagittarius after, Thanksgiving here in the United States in early December, we were mm-hmm. Rewriting our story. So it's like, well, now that I'm ending these patterns, who am I? What's my story? What am I meant to be? So mm-hmm. I believe we're beginning the story we were born to live right now. Because no matter who you are, you were born for two parts. One, to clear your past life karma, which has mm-hmm. never been done. Read any author in history, in Western civilization anyways. No one talks about past lives. No mm-hmm. one talks about subconscious trauma. It was only in India, with some of those more enlightened older societies, was this a concept. So we have not, as an Earth, faced our karma ever until 2021. That's when we've dealt with it. We've suffered through it, but I don't think we actually came to a close. And now that we've come to a close, we move on to the what we were meant to do after, the story we were born to live, which would be really whatever your role is in the pre-dawn of the age of Aquarius, you know, the forefathers and mothers of the age of Aquarius. Now moving into Capricorn here at the end of the year and where we are now, I was talking to you before the show. It's been extremely anxious. There's been this anxiety. This has been a very dark Christmas. We had Venus on Pluto. We had Saturn squaring Uranus at 11 degrees. Basically, the universe in the very end of the last week was saying, okay, it's time to take back your, it's time to reinvent your power, not from the perspective of suffering and what you've been from, but from the perspective of healing and where you're going. And so it's been a very anxious wrap up of the year because we're sort of being asked to change our power. And it's, the only way to do that is to temporarily feel powerless. And that doesn't feel good. It also brings up a lot of anxiousness and uncertainty. But Jupiter just moved into Pisces last night, which is literally really a heaven-sent blessing that we have Jupiter in Pisces.
Jupiter is entering Pisces on New Year's Eve.
Jupiter just entered last night, actually.
It entered last night. I thought you meant the last night of 2021. Last night. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh, good. Oh, that's good.
It just entered into Pisces. Yeah, it is a blessing. It hasn't been here since 2010. It was January 2010, the last time Jupiter was in Pisces.
Wow. Okay. This is a perfect time for us to pause. So let's take our break here, because then we'll come back in just a couple minutes and we're going to start talking about 2022 and the themes we should be looking at. Okay, guys, stay tuned.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. OM Times. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, I'm Melissa Caprio from Postcards to the Universe, creating the life you crave. Do you believe in magic? What if I told you all you had to do was get a little creative and work a dream spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Well, guess what? I've got the spell for you. Postcards to the Universe, a global movement for manifestation, is a casting magical tool for you to use whenever you want. How does living in passion sound to you? Join me in my movement where you get to create in the magical playground. Let's think outside the box and do some playful conjuring. By casting out our desires with a manifesting postcard, we explore our hearts and allow the alchemy of our dreams to appear. And don't forget to tune in each week here on OM Times Radio with my show, Postcards to the Universe, Creating the Life You Crave, at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. I share tips on creativity, abundance, and prosperity, and you will be introduced to the coolest guests, trailblazers, mystics, and creatives who enrich our lives.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
The rainbow is God's promise of hope for you and me. And though the clouds hang heavy and the sun we cannot see, we know above the dark clouds that fill the stormy sky, hope's rainbow will come shining through when the clouds have drifted by. Teresa Caprio is the president and founder of Rainbow Guardian, Inc., a nonprofit 501c3 serving the intellectually challenged/developmentally disabled, including autism. Teresa started the foundation in 1995 so she could help make a better life for her intellectually challenged daughter. Her dream is that the Rainbow Guardian will provide the necessary tools and education to help the public understand the special needs population, because it's often discarded in mainstream society. To find out more or make a donation in support, please go to www.rainbowguardian.org. Rainbow Guardian's special mission is to see these unique people live a happy, full life and have a future of liberty and equality.
Welcome back. So if you're just joining me, I have Master Astrologer, the Sensei to Serious Joy, Christopher Witecki, on today. And we're talking about astrology, of course, and how we're wrapped up 2021. And I want to dive right into 2022, because I know there's a lot of things happening in 2022. We're only going to focus on just a few key things for the purposes of the show. So Christopher, I know when you and I spoke, you wanted to talk about specifically about Pluto and Capricorn and how that was going to show up in 2022. Was it in Capricorn? Because I wrote it down in my notes. I want to make sure I got it right.
You got it right. Yeah.
Okay,
you
got it right. Good. Okay, good. Okay, I'll let you go ahead. So what are we looking forward to for 2022?
Well, you know, 2022 is pretty much the answer to 2020, actually.
So interesting.
In 2020, when 2020, we had the lockdowns and all these things happened to us, where we were restricted in our personal power. Mm-hmm. Saturn and Pluto and Jupiter were all in Capricorn. And so that was sort of, that's what I said, cracked everything open in 2020. Everything got cracked open. Everything sort of got broken. Everything in our society and in our operating and sort of exposing where our weaknesses were. Then in 2021, with that sort of egg cracked open, we had all of our kind of the bad stuff come out and sort of let our karma come out. In 2022, we now see ourselves reinvent power. And so power... I think we can apply this just about anything. Power in government, power of the personal individualized power. Pluto is going to move this year from 25 degrees to 28 degrees. And Pluto is the zero, is number zero, step zero.
Okay.
So wherever Pluto is, it zeros things out. It brings things down to a complete zero and forces us to rebuild. And Pluto from 25 degrees to 28 degrees, those are pretty much the degrees of power. 25 is our spiritual motive. 26 is power in Capricorn. It is the ultimate power, 26 degrees Capricorn. 27 is the taking back of power or the transition of power. Mm-hmm. And 28, the same number as you, is the manifestation of new power. So the main theme of this year is that we're going to zero out the consciousness, not necessarily like see it all be built, but the consciousness around power is going to be zeroed out. Now, the last time that Pluto was in this spectrum was 1776, the year the United States declared independence from Great Britain. And so this is the year of the United States Pluto return, which basically means the United States has gone through one eon of karma. And so this is an eon return for the United States. That's the best way to look at it. And therefore, the United States will probably go through some sort of rebirth where we zero out our concepts of power and begin to hold space for new concepts. And the new, of course, 1776 was when we said, hey, we're not doing the whole, you know, Great Britain be a colony of Great Britain thing. We zeroed it out. We said, no more.
Right.
Well, it took us a few years before we decided what will replace it. So we had ideas and theories, but we didn't formalize. And of course, there was a war in between. Now, I don't believe there will be a war because the way karma works is it's always better the next time around. So I'm not predicting any sort of bloodshed or anything like that. I think it'll be mostly in the mind and intellectual. But Pluto really is, I think, the theme of this year, regardless of the United States return. It means the whole world is going to be looking at a new zeroing out of how we define power and control and management. And that's big business, corporations, unions, and also economy. I think our economy is up for some restructuring as well, given some of the other planets, particularly Uranus and Taurus. So Uranus and Taurus is also very interesting. Uranus and Taurus was last in Taurus right before World War II. Okay. And you could say, you know, that was the time when we suddenly incredibly industrialized and we started spitting out, you know, airplanes a mile a minute, and we basically grew. So the world economy grew with Uranus in Taurus. It sort of saved us from the Great Depression because it grew the economy into a new form. Well, Uranus in Taurus is a big theme this year, where we are, you know, as we're zeroing out power, we have new forms of value, money, currency. I think crypto will probably be really big or come into, or you might see digital currencies from nations. Mm-hmm. I'm not exactly sure, but I think we'll see a lot of that as well. And they're both in earth signs, so it means it's going to happen. It's not something that is theoretical. It's something that is quite literal. And Uranus is another big theme this year. Uranus will be at 18 degrees, actually, for 95 days at the same degree, which I know because my son is 18 degrees Taurus. So hopefully I'll be back next year to talk to you. Maybe my farewell broadcast. I don't know.
That's funny. Hopefully, right? Oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. So power, money, values, these are big parts of our themes. Another theme is with Saturn. Mm-hmm. Saturn in Aquarius is a big deal. The last time Saturn was Aquarius was the early 90s, around 91 to 93. And you could say that's when we went from the 80s to the 90s. That's when we really upgraded ourselves. And that was a big upgrade as far as culture and the way we looked at things and our maturity. And Saturn is in Aquarius again. And Saturn goes as high as 25 degrees Aquarius this year. And this is really forcing us to innovate and to ascend. So there's this push, this pressure to ascend to a higher level. Now, Saturn was in Libra when the United States was born in 1776. So Saturn at that time was focused on balance and equality.
Right.
Now Saturn is under the same power rebirth with Pluto in the high degrees of Capricorn. Saturn saying, okay, the sub theme is ascension, that we must take things to a higher degree, that we must take things to a higher level of operation, a better heartfelt. And I believe that is heartfelt expression. So I believe when we talk about ascension, we're talking about the heart leading the way versus what we see or what we think. That's the most practical understanding of it. So Saturn is a big theme too, that we're going to be innovating our consciousness and continue to take it high. Saturn was in Aquarius in 2021, but it was only focused on the individual. So the individual is being called to innovate and ascend. So I don't think it will be as grueling as 2021 has been as far as growing pains are concerned for the individual. Okay. But the individual will have a lot of responding to the big picture. And I'll talk about that more in just a minute. Okay. The other big theme, I think, is what I mentioned before the break, which is Jupiter in Pisces and Neptune is in Pisces. And this is a big deal. Jupiter races through Pisces. It'll actually be out of Pisces by May and move into Aries. So it will be in Aries for a few months this year as well, and then go back into Pisces at the end of the year. But Jupiter is our expansion, our beliefs, and Pisces is literally spirituality. So while you have this zeroing out of power, while you have this innovation of our values, which is Uranus and Taurus, and innovation of our productivity, innovation of our money, these hard practicals, you have also this very invisible energy of our ascension with Saturn and our spirituality with Jupiter and Neptune. So it's going to be a very spiritual year. In fact, one of my joke sort of phrases that I have for my countdown seminar coming up next Saturday is, thank God we're doomed, is sort of like kind of the theme. It's like...
That's really funny, actually. Thank God we're doomed.
That's a good one. We're going to be constantly saying, thank God, and then we're doomed, and then thank God, and then we're doomed. I think it's going to be kind of a year of bipolar in that sense, where there are miracles coming in, and then a fear that we're doomed, and then another miracle comes in, and then another fear that we're doomed. And that's a lot of what the year is going to feel like, somewhat chaotic in that sense, but not chaotic as in the sense of the sky is falling and chickens are falling from the sky, but more chaotic as like a carnival, just like there's so much going on and so much noise and so many things swinging with blinking lights. You know, we have this other spiritual side that will escape from it, Jupiter and Neptune and Pisces. So really coming into that spiritual side. So there will be a spiritual revival this year. I think you will see people find God in new ways or find God for the first time. And even in my community where it's been very astrological, esoteric, ascension, the G word is kind of a bad word because of organized religion.
Right.
I think G's coming back.
Yeah.
I think G's coming back. I think G's coming back in 2022.
In a new way, though, you mean. Not in the old way, not in the old religion, with the old religion.
In a new way. Yeah, reinvention.
Reinvention.
Yeah, you could say J's coming back, too. I mean, probably a Jesus revival, too. But, but not, I don't think in the old way. I think in the new way. Honestly, I mean, if I'm going to lay it out there, I think Jesus and God have been misunderstood this whole time.
Yeah,
and
too.
if anything, we start to see the truth come out. And there's probably going to be a lot of truth coming out this year, too. A lot of revelations of what things really are and what things are, you know, so a lot of exposed with Pluto exposes a lot of secrets because Pluto is what hides secrets. So big power and secrets around big power get exposed. So it's like, you know, I don't know if the colonists knew that the king was, you know, taking advantage of the colonists. They just saw the taxes. They didn't understand that it was actually a greed fest going on in Great Britain. So I think to some degree, we will see where power has taken advantage, and that includes organized religion over the last 2,000 years. Not, I mean, this goes, you know, back to Christ. You know what I mean? Like this is it.
Not
any one pope gets you know, the blame. the whole organization.
Yeah, exactly. So do you think that personally for each of us, we're all going to be coming into some kind of our own personal power? Maybe in different ways?
Yeah, actually, that's a very good way of putting it. In fact, there's a theme going on this year that's a very strong theme, which is from big picture to myself is sort of the theme. So it's like the world starts to shift and then the individual then responds to it. Mm-hmm. And really, I think if you want to talk about cause and effect in 2021, while the world was in uncertainty, everybody was healing. It may not look like it because it's been painful, but we've all been healing. And we've all been coming into our awareness. We've all been waking up. We're all starting to see, you know, the things that don't make sense. And we're all starting to see, you know, like, hey, yeah, what about that? You know, we're all starting to come into our own power. And so in 2022, I believe what the world's chaos is the fact that the world is actually responding to the people that are coming into their power. They have come into their power. They have awakened. And now the world is on shaky ground. Because the people are aware of who they are, and they've gotten rid of a lot of their ghosts and their shadow. So, yes, to answer your question, the world will then be in some sort of a transformative chaos, and the individual will respond to that by coming into a new power, yes. And even the Mercury retrogrades this year, they all start in high degrees of basically Earth signs. So they start in the high degrees of earth signs, and then they retrograde back into the low degrees of air signs, which basically means they go from, they start from air signs and they go back to earth signs. They got that backwards. Forgive me.
Okay.
They start in air signs, low degrees of air signs. So every Mercury retrograde is like, huh, I might have to think differently about myself. And then Mercury will go back into the high degrees of earth signs and will say, and therefore I think differently about the world. So, so basically this is in each Mercury retrograde, the individual seeing the world and going, you know what, I'm going to rethink my place and I'm going to now rethink how I think about the world. So the individual, there's a lot of changing of particularly of what we think of ourselves, how we think of ourselves, the way we look at ourselves, the perspective we take with ourselves. And I think this is where we sort of graduate out of a lot of old ways of thinking about ourselves. We did a lot of healing in 2021 and releasing of these shadows. And you know what? I don't know if I am the victim anymore. I don't know if I am the one left behind. I don't know if I am, you know, the one that has to sacrifice. I don't know if I'm thinking that way anymore. So we come out of, it's particularly an old way of thinking about ourselves with Mercury retrograding the air signs. And then going, and therefore, you know what? This world needs to change because I'm not tolerating this, or this job needs to change because I'm not thinking of myself as a victim anymore. So I don't want to be a part of this type of organization. That's Mercury going back into the high degrees of the earth.
Yeah, you're starting to see that already, just in the worldview about people who have left jobs and refuse to go back to those old jobs anymore. So you're already starting to see that happening.
Yes, we did. And that was a consequence of everything breaking in 2020. And that was when things started to break. But I would say that at first, the people stepping away from the jobs was just sort of like the darkness of capitalism. You know, where we realized, you know, we were spending our whole life working and that was sort of the backfire of this whole moment at home, was like suddenly the people realized, like, I'm putting my whole life into something that doesn't matter.
You know? Yeah, exactly. Like, and I don't even like it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, it's true.
Mm-hmm. But I think this year it's like, and you know what? I've always done that. You know, mm-hmm. like it goes another level deeper. And I think it goes another level deeper too, as far as not just I don't want to give my life away to something that doesn't matter, but I don't mm-hmm. want to put my energy into something I don't believe in. Mm-hmm. So I think in 2020 and 2021, it was like jobs in general can't be my whole life. And then now I think in 2022, it'll be, I'm not going to work for anything I don't believe in. And I think that's going to be a lot of the consequence of Jupiter and Neptune working together in Pisces, is mm-hmm. People are going to draw a moral line. And there's mm-hmm. going to be a lot of moral line drawing where people go, it's against my religion or it's against my spiritual beliefs.
That's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. Because that could, yeah, that's going to shake things up. It's definitely going to shake things up. It's going to be really, really interesting. I want to, is it okay, we're going to come up to a break in a second, but is it okay if we touch on the signs and just what each sign should maybe look out for the rest, for 2022? Would that be all right if we did that? All right, perfect.
Yeah,
okay.
Look at three planets.
Okay, awesome. So let's take our break here. And then when we come back, we're going to dive into the signs and get some more information. So stay tuned.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization. Their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Satvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
Hi, I'm Melissa Caprio from Postcards to the Universe, creating the life you crave. Do you believe in magic? What if I told you all you had to do was get a little creative and work a dream spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Well, guess what? I've got the spell for you. Postcards to the Universe, a global movement for manifestation, is a casting magical tool for you to use whenever you want. How does living in passion sound to you? Join me in my movement where you get to create in the magical playground. Let's think outside the box and do some playful conjuring. By casting out our desires with a manifesting postcard, we explore our hearts and allow the alchemy of our dreams to appear. And don't forget to tune in each week here on Om Times Radio with my show, Postcards to the Universe, Creating the Life You Crave at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. I share tips on creativity, abundance, and prosperity, and you will be introduced to the coolest guests, trailblazers, mystics, and creatives who enrich our lives.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Welcome back. Okay, so Christopher, we're going to just dive right in. So why don't we start with Aries? But first, why does it always start? Is Aries always the first one? Is it because of the degree?
No. You know, it's interesting. I'm not exactly sure why Aries is on the ascendant like that. Mm-hmm. I think it has to do with really our westernized astrology came about in the age of Aries. And so we sort of calibrate everything according to Aries, and that's really the difference between Western astrology and Vedic. Vedic actually uses what's currently on the ascendant on the spring equinox, which is Pisces. So by precession of the equinox, Vedic astrologers have Pisces basically as that first one. And then it goes to Aries. They're going around. But Western, we start with Aries. But Aries makes sense because Aries is ego, and ego always wants to come first. So
it's true. Like, right.
Kind of works out. Like, that's what Aries wants. They want to come first. They want to get it done quickly. And they're going to leave early, too, as a matter of fact. So, you know, that's funny, funny how it happens that way. Yeah.
All right. So, what should Aries be looking at 2022?
So I'm going to kind of put this in context of the planets that I talked about already
before
our last break. For Aries, when it comes to zeroing out power, so we talk about zeroing out power, for you it's quite literal, Aries. It's going to be in career, legacy, leadership, parenting. You're going to basically zero out where your career was headed, and you're going to come up with a new direction. So it's a re-evolution of career. Where you have to ascend and come into new ascension is going to be around friends and your place in the world. So the place in the world is going to ascend to a higher level with Saturn in Aquarius. Jupiter in Pisces is going to bring to a higher level of rebirth of faith. So Aries will have a literal rebirth of their faith and probably find a new spiritual mission. And Uranus, where their values, they'll probably come into new money or new ways of making money. So when you sort of boil it all together, it looks like Aries are going to change their career, have to really pray that it all works out, find themselves a new place in society, and have a new revenue stream is probably what's going to happen.
Perfect. Okay. And guys, just for pay attention if you know your rising sign too, when Christopher is talking about the signs. So pay attention to that also, not just your sun sign. Okay. So go ahead. Taurus. Those
Tauruses
bulls.
Are, Tauruses are zeroing out their life purpose. Yeah. I'm a bull. So moo, 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 moo to my fellow Taurus out there. Zeroing out their life purpose. So life's going to take on a new purpose and a new meaning, basically. And that's probably going to be tied to the world. And I have to say, wherever the zeroing out is probably tied to what we see going on in the world. So Taurus is going to see what's going on in the world. And they're going to go, you know what? Life has better meaning and greater meaning than this. Where they're going to evolve and go to a higher level is going to be their career and legacy and parenting. So Tauruses are going to now ascend when it comes to career legacy. So a big career year. Where spirituality is going to come into huge practice is in Taurus's social life and in the world. So Taurus can be very public, and their spiritual revival will be with friends and probably a new karma chain, like a new group of friends, a new cycle of friends from past lives. And because Uranus is in Taurus, Tauruses are going to really innovate their behavior, their ego, what they do, their action plan. They're going to be doing something different. So looking at Taurus, it looks like, again, kind of like Aries, a new purpose that comes with a new career, a new place in the world, and new behavior every day. So probably reinventing themselves with career and in the world.
Okay. Good for Taurus. Okay. So Geminis.
Yeah. Watch out for Tauruses. They'll get it done. Geminis. this is your sign. So Gemini, this will be an uncomfortable year for Geminis because they're being forced to, I'm just going to be honest. Well, Geminis are so fixed on their boundaries. They're like, they don't do windows or they don't do broccoli. And God is going to be like, you need to if you want to live. Like, so God is going to sort of like push you in the pool. Like, tell you that you're going to zero out your boundaries. You're going to come up with new boundaries. You're going to be pushed into spaces you didn't think you'd be pushed into. Where you're going to have to innovate yourself is going to be in your beliefs and knowledge. So your knowledge is going to go to a whole new level. And you're going to ascend in your understanding of life's purpose and your education. So there's a new story that's being born. Your spiritual revival will be career and legacy. You're going to end up being very, very spiritually involved with who you work with and who you lead and who you, if you parent, you have kids, that's where your spirituality will be. And where you're going to have to ascend in your values is going to be spiritually also, that you're going to now have to innovate and go higher. Your faith is going to grow substantially. So it looks like Geminis are going through a lot of deep personal changes that will lead them on a new purpose and a career that sort of is aligned with that purpose. So career and purpose really aligning with a lot of personal interchange.
No, that doesn't sound too bad, actually, at all. Okay, I can handle that.
No, I don't think it's bad. No, I think it's uncomfortable.
Yeah, well, the last 4 years have been uncomfortable, so...
But Pluto's been in that space for a while, actually. You've been forced. Yeah. This is where it all comes to a final head, though.
I think you're
through the hardest part of that discomfort. Now it turns into something. You start to see what it's becoming.
Good. Yay. Okay. Those lovely water sign cancers. Those cancers.
Cancers are zeroing out relationships, so their concept of what marriage is going to completely be reborn. That's huge for cancers because they tend to be clinging when it comes to their view of relationships. They're going to have to ascend their personal boundaries. So kind of like you, they have to go higher in what their personal boundaries are and where they draw their lines and really ascend in that department. Their spiritual revival is going to be with their beliefs. So they're going to become believers and teachers of certain spirituality and direction. And where they're going to have to grow in their values is their social world and their public reputation. So they're going to, they're going to rise up in the level of people or the level that they participate in society. So cancer is basically, I think, the big theme is really relationship changes and coming into their own in the world.
Okay, that sounds good for cancers. Okay, Leos.
Leos are going to flatten out and develop a whole new lifestyle. So what their lifestyle was headed for is going to change. That's diet, that's routine, that's work, that's exercise, that's whether or not they get breaks. So they're going to completely zero out with their lifestyle. They're going to innovate in relationships. So Leos are really going to raise the bar as far as who they are related to, who they relate to, who they marry, and how they interact in relationships. So they're sort of maturing in relationships. Their spiritual revival will be in their personal boundaries. So now God is going to have a huge influence on what they open up to or don't open up to, and their spiritual practice. They're going to become very intimate, probably very close to God, closer than they've been to God their whole life. And as far as innovation of values, their career and legacy is going to really grow to a higher level. So really with Leos, I think you're going to see that they have a new lifestyle that is based on new relationships and career advancement, basically, with boundaries being determined by their faith.
That sounds exciting for Leos. Okay, Virgos.
Virgos are going to flatline and zero out their vision of what creativity and romance is. So they were sort of they had a sort of romance story that was always doomed to fail, if you know Virgos. And so God's saying, no more. That's not your story anymore. You're now, we're going to zero this out and come up with a new dream. So they have sort of a new golden dream. And with Saturn and Aquarius, they're going to innovate their lifestyle. So their lifestyle and their work is going to be taken to the next level. Where their spiritual revival is going to be is actually in their relationship. So God says, hey, let's flatten out this old vision of love and let's bring some spiritual truth into relationships altogether. And where they're going to innovate their values is their beliefs and education. So they're going to really start to grow in what they believe into new departments. So you might see a lot of Virgos who once didn't believe in this start believing in like what we're talking about now, for instance. So I think for Virgos, the big change we're going to see is in relationships and belief, that they're going to now really believe in love again. And from a practical sense, they're going to be doing a lot of great work in day-to-day life. Like they're going to be workhorses in the workplace.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I know. So I have some friends that are Virgos, so it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Okay, Libra.
Libra are going to flatline their vision of home and family. So it's now time for Libras to really take their feelings into consideration and develop an emotional foundation that's important for them. Where they're going to really innovate is their beliefs around love and what they think love is. So love is being taken to a higher level now. And so they're sort of ascending out of their typical pattern was I'll fix you. I think they're coming out of the I'll fix you pattern. And now, now they're looking to be pleased themselves. Where they're going to have a spiritual revival is in their daily work. So suddenly spirituality is going to be very important in their work. And they might, even switch to a spiritual practice where they weren't necessarily spiritual before. And where they're ascending in their values is really their personal boundaries. So they're going to have higher value as far as who they let in, who they don't let in, and where they draw the line.
Okay, great. Now Scorpio's next, right? Scorpio's after Libra.
Yep, Scorpios. Scorpios are flatlining their intellect and their attitude. So they're coming up with a new mindset about what they think about life. So their old, what their mind was aiming for is going to be erased. They're going to aim for something else. Where they are having to innovate and ascend is with home, family, and emotional security. So their definition of home and family is going to be higher. They tend to be happy with survival. Now it's time to have a thrival foundation. Their spiritual revival will be with love. So they're going to be spiritually inspired through love and creativity. And where they're going to innovate in their overall values is in relationships. So I think with Scorpios, you're going to see their relationships go to a new level, particularly with their home and family members, and them adopting a new attitude, or at least removing certain prejudices in their mind.
Okay, perfect. All right, so Sag is after Scorpio, Sagittarius.
Correct. Sagittariuses are going to flatline their vision of money and manifestation. So they're going to have a new definition of what abundance is, probably a new revenue stream.
Nice.
So they're going to have a new idea of where money comes from. Where they're going to innovate is in their thinking, their intellect, their communication. We're going to see Sagittariuses come on as intellects this year. They'll probably be a big voice in all these changes, telling us the way things ought to be, bringing out their beliefs. Their spiritual revival will be with their home and family. So suddenly home and family is going to be a place that they can retreat to. And a lot of God consciousness will come from home and family. And as far as innovating their values, it's going to be at work. So now they're going to expect more out of work. They're going to expect to be paid more for the work. They're going to sacrifice less in the workplace. So I think in the big picture of Sagittarius, we're seeing their mind come on online as philosophers of this new age. And we're seeing them change where they make money and how they work.
Okay, that's interesting. Okay, so the next is Capricorn, which is what we're in right now.
Correct. Capricorns are going to actually flatline what their behavior and what their character was aiming for in the past. So what they were trying to be, like CEO or emperor or whatever that power, that gets zeroed out now. They have a new ambition for what their character and ego wants to be. They're also going to be heavily involved in money, which they love, and they'll be really climbing high with manifesting money and productivity, materialism. Their spiritual revival will be in their mind. So we're going to see Capricorns come into much more compassion in their mind for themselves and for others. So you'll see God enter into their mind. And as far as what their innovating value is, they're going to raise the value of love in their life. Love has to be deeper. It has to be richer. They have to be really inspired. So if you look at Capricorn across the board, I think we're really seeing them as an example of the whole age changing itself, that we're no longer based on materialism, that we're based on basically the heart and God, God in the mind. So it's sort of like in God we trust and we follow the heart. That's sort of, and that tells you where the new age is changing right there.
No, that's really interesting. Okay, we got two left. So Aquarius.
Aquariuses are flatlining in their vision of God and spirituality. So some of them are coming online now where they were sort of refused to answer the question. Now they'll come online. Because Saturn's in their sign, you're going to see growth in their behavior and their character and the way they act and behave. Their heart, where their spiritual revival will be is around money. So I think you're going to see Aquariuses go into the spiritual business, and where their value is going to raise is home and family. They're going to realize that they need to be better cared emotionally. They can't just detach from their feelings anymore. So I think what we're seeing here is before the age of Aquarius, we're seeing Aquariuses go into the God business, basically, and their character evolving as a leader.
Cool. All right. Last one, Pisces.
Pisces are going to flatline their friends and social world. So they're no longer going to be where they are. Kiss your local Pisces. They'll be gone very soon. They're changing where they live. Say goodbye. They're growing in their own spirituality. So Pisces are coming into their own revival, and they're finding the G word again, and they're finding a new relationship to God. Jupiter is in their own sign. So they're going to grow the most. We're going to see them grow and mature and come into a whole new story with Jupiter and Pisces. They're going to basically become the spiritual leaders that they've always been meant to be. And where they're going to have to grow in their values is their intellect and communication. So when you look at Pisces from the big picture of things, it looks like they're quitting their jobs and they're going to start preaching.
Wow. Very cool. Well, we only have like 2 minutes left. Just thank you so much for breaking that down for everybody. I hope everybody listening really enjoyed that. Anything that you want us to be aware of that's really important that we didn't get to mention for 2022 that you can think of?
You know, I asked myself, this year looks pretty crazy. And honestly, there's a lot of chaos going on, but this is the year you were born for. This is the year where your talent matters. This is the year where your special sides of yourself, the world needs. So with everything being chaotic, you might as well go for it. Okay. Like what's going to stop you? What's going to stop you? The answer is nothing. What's going to get in the way? Nothing. Everyone's too busy, too preoccupied. So go for it. Go for what your heart is telling you. Be the star you really are. Believe in yourself, and it'll probably turn out that the world needed you to be just that, to be who you are, that we were counting on you to be who you are. So this is the year where you stand up and you are counted, and I believe you will be appreciated for who you are. This is the year to go for it, to absolutely go for it.
I love that. That's great. That's a great way to wrap it up. Just go for it, right? Everybody's going to be too preoccupied in their own stuff. Just go for it. Be who you are meant to be. If you really want to understand this stuff, please check out Christopher's Serious Joy. It's S-I-R-I-U-S Joy, because you offer the first month, because it's a membership site, but you offer the first month pretty cheap.
$3.99.
Right? Yeah, I was going to say, like, to try it out and see if you guys like it. It is so packed with information. I cannot even begin to tell you. Like, you have to see it to believe it. He really puts out a lot of content. And I really thank you for that, Christopher, so, so much. Thank you for being on my show today.
Thank you,
Melissa. Oh, good, good. Thanks, guys, for listening to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa, Creating the Life You Crave. And I'm wishing everyone a wonderful week filled with joy, abundance, and love. And Happy New Year, everyone. May next year be happy and healthy for all of us. See you next week.